Happy Ramadan to my to everyone, and for my Arabic speaking listeners.
Ramadan Saidun.
I think that sounds better than Ramadan Saidun from me. So here I am in Mindanao at my I'm supposed to call this my son's place. So I think I'm pretty good about saying that now. Wife has started a sorry, sorry store. A sorry, sorry store is like a small convenience store, neighborhood convenience store. It's part of Filipino culture. And that's the local news. It's probably above 23. And most likely gonna rain today. Let me check Google News. Google News has reports the most collected collected news. I'm also on Tumblr. If you want to know about that, let me know. And some listener or some fellow Tumblr blogger suggested all these other places instead of Google because Google collects so much information on you. So I'm sorry that I haven't that I've been slacking with putting the podcast out, but to me the news is a lot the same and again, and I don't think you really care about the the American nonsense. It's not getting any better. The new Dune movie is playing, but I'm not going to that because it just seems like it's gonna be all shooting. And I think there was a little bit of that in the first one. I enjoyed the first one. Maybe that's because I'm a fan. Get a lot of bikini news in the Google News. Really turns me on. Sorry to share. Let's see, I'm going through the Google News to see if there's any news. Supposedly the James Webb telescope got something from the Andromeda galaxy. It wasn't really clear. Let's see. What else news is there? Oh, the Voyager spacecraft is just sending the same zeros and ones back to Earth. So they shut off the camera like 30 years ago, over 30 years ago. Always been pretty impressed with that, but it doesn't take much to impress me. Jim Beard has died at the age of 63. He was a member of Steely Dan. I don't recognize his picture. Elon Musk says he's not going to pony up any money for either presidential candidate. I am not an Elon Musk fan. I just hope he learns to keep his mouth shut. It just seems like any time he opens it and says the wrong thing, it gets reported, and it's usually not worth talking about. the most remote place on Earth has space junk and a sea monster. That place is called Point Nemo, N-E-M-O, November S. Echo Mike Oscar. And it's the remotest part of the world's oceans, Point Nemo. Nowhere in the world can you find a place further from dry land than Point Nemo. It's at 48 degrees, 52.6 south, and 123 degrees, 23.6 west. Sorry, I don't know how to say those dates. Are those coordinates correctly? Nemo is an appropriate name for what is arguably the remotest place on Earth, not only because it is Latin for nobody, but also because in his later novel, The Mysterious Island, Verne revealed the base for Nemo's Nautilus to be an island in the South Pacific, subsequently destroyed by a volcanic interruption. Sorry, it's a slow news day. I want to see what's this other beautiful woman here. Hey, Ray, do you have anything to say for my listeners? Okay. Hey, my son says no, and my stepdaughters don't want to be interviewed. I don't know why everybody's afraid to talk to the podcast. Wife left this morning to go shopping, and she hasn't returned yet, but she's, she took what was called a jeepney. These are, vans, small vans, usually about 20 feet, I'd say, I don't know, over a dozen Filipinos can sit in them. They're just point to point. It's cheap to ride in them, and that's what passes for local public transportation here. Let's see what AP News has. I remember a long time ago on the podcast, I said the only thing that's going to change in Palestine in the war on Gaza is the body count. And it's over 30,000 now. And the Americans, I don't know if they give the bombs to the Israel Defense Force or if they sell them. But they're given bombs, and now they're supposed to build a the Army and the Navy have, and the Marines have some kind of fast pier that they can put in the sea to load things ashore. So that's their plan. They've been dropping supplies by air. And I guess one of the pallets, the parachute didn't open up and five Palestinians got killed. Kristina Piskova from Czech Republic crowned Miss World 2024. Auburn student makes a 94-foot length of the court putt and wins a car. Okay. I thought they were going to say, I just saw 94 foot, and I thought they were going to talk about basketball. Well, like I said, you know, it's just the same. SSDD, same stuff, different day in the USA. because of the internet, the kooks have been able to find each other better. They used to be in touch before. There used to be a law, I think it was called the Fairness Doctrination, or Doctrine, and if you said something on the right, you had to say something on the left. You had to give both both viewpoints. And they did away with that during the administration of Ronald Reagan. What are you talking about, Ray? Okay. I guess my wife is about to arrive. A lonely man jailed for ostracizing the government on his ham radio. A poet assaulted by police after he recited a poem objecting to Russia's war in Ukraine. A low-profile woman committed to a psychiatric facility for condemning the invasion on social media. That's Vladimir Putin. Putin's God's curses upon his name. It's cracked down on ordinary Russians. And this is reported by Dasha Litvinova off AP News. I feel usually they get their news correct on AP News. So sad to see these people in Palestine trying to get food. How the U.S. military is scrambling to build a floating dock for urgently needed aid to Gaza. I think the only holdup is getting it out there. And in Jerusalem, Jerusalem's old city offers little festivity as Gaza war rages. That's just too bad about the whole situation there. I like to say, as Texas goes, so goes the nation. Far right billionaire power brokers see historic election gains in Texas. Well, that's nothing new in the USA. Money talks. And the second part of that is bullshit walks. Excuse me for saying that instead of BS, but it just doesn't have the same meaning. Let's see what's on Al Jazeera. Oh, here's DW.com news. I don't know what they call that in German. Still talking about International Women's Day. Dress code crackdown hampers women's rights in Afghanistan. Another sad story. Afghanistan, the hippies used to go there years back, and before the apple cart got upset there, I think people got by. I don't know how well they were living. Probably not so well, but that's the majority of the planet. Most people just get by. Oh, let's see what's on alternate. Erdogan, the dictator of Hungary, is visiting the last president of the United States. Talking about that fool, he had a picture of him generated by artificial intelligence that showed him surrounded by blacks. Although there is what they call black Republican voters, it just seems to me like the farthest thing from my mind. I mean, like, unbelievable stuff. Let's see what's on Al Jazeera. If it's news, it's on Al Jazeera. And I just heard somebody say the other day that, or I heard someone say on the internet that, hello, how are you? Can I have a kiss? Thank you. Do you want to be interviewed for my podcast? How about you, Ray? Do you want to be interviewed?
Thank you,
Tom. Ray won't even speak.
No.
Oh, he said no. Okay.
I am so handsome and somebody crush on me.
Oh, who has a crush on you? A girl at school?
No. Neighbors. Not my classmate.
Excuse me?
I think grade 1 or grade 2 or kinder or grade 3 or grade 4.
There's U.S. opens criminal probe into Boeing 737 MAX mid-flight blowout. Oh my goodness. I am not so hip on flying, but it's the only way to travel, really. Okay, now I have time, but it's twice as expensive to go by sea, and I can honestly say that those days are behind me, although I would like to travel from Butuan City to Manila by ship just for the sightseeing. And I think it's cheap. That's another thing. I am a broke mofo. Mofo is, you can look it up. You can Google it, MOFO. At least 19 killed, 7 missing in flash floods in Indonesia. And let's see. Varadkar concedes defeat in Ireland's referendum on family women's roles. Asif Ali Zardari wins second term as Pakistan's president. Oh, good luck to him. Verstappen wins F1 Saudi Arabian Grand Prix to extend winning streak. This is all on Al Jazeera. Let's see. Okay. From Malcolm X to reality rap, decoding hip hop album art. Okay, well, that's something you can look at if you should so choose. I still share Ray Charles' opinion of, let's see, I don't know if it's called rap anymore or hip hop. He called it speaking, didn't call it singing. UN Security Council calls for a ceasefire in Sudan during Ramadan. Why Google's AI tool was slammed for showing images of people of color. They've been trying to get the, I guess they can't get blacks' faces correctly with the cameras. So that's their new thing now. I know the last time I was in Hong Kong, they made sure that they got my photo before I left. I mean, the thing wasn't working, and then I tried to hurry through, and this policeman made sure, or security man made sure, got my picture. Sweden resumes aid to UN agency for Palestinians. That's some good news. Israel's anti-Zionist brave police beating smears to demand end to war are more good news. Okay. My son's pretty excited that his mother has returned. So I think I'm gonna give this a rest. Oh, 20 minutes. Excuse me. Hey, I'm gonna be trying to make this, I'm gonna drop the news digest, because the news is always the same. The American news is always guns, gays, or abortion. Now it's just full of the last president of the United States and his acolytes who want to be clowns. So I'm going to let you go. This is Omar WJ. Happy Ramadan again. Please tune in for the new shows.